Welcome back to the Lore Distraction and Interruption Show here on AchieveRadio.com. This is Joe Caraccio, and my next guest is Maurice Goodwin. Maurice, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm having a pretty good day.
Excellent, excellent. Let's start off with you telling our audience who you are and what you do.
Well, I would say, like, in the daytime, but that usually leads into the night. I work as a transplant recovery specialist for organ donation.
Oh, very interesting. So, go ahead, continue, please.
So it's a great thing to do. I can't think of doing anything else. It's very rewarding, but I use writing as a way to escape, and it gives me a lot of pleasure. So that's why I do it.
Wow. Do you have a book out? Have you been an author? Are you looking forward to that?
I just have a new book out. It's called The Aftermath. It is classified as an action suspense espionage, and I'm having a lot of fun with that.
That is excellent. And how'd you get to that point of writing a book like that? Because that's intriguing.
Well, to be honest with you, I started just kind of writing just for the heck of it one day, and I came out with a few short stories, nothing that I published before, but a couple of friends read it and they thought it was pretty good, so I thought there may be something there. And as I started writing The Aftermath, I just kind of took a couple of ideas and put them to paper, and the story just kind of took a life of its own.
Wow, excellent, excellent. Okay, you've been writing a long time. Always I ask people, how'd you get to that point? What made you go into writing?
That's a good question, and I honestly, it's a question I don't have the answer to. It's just something that I started doing. I think when the page turned in my life to where I thought that I wanted to start doing it just more as a hobby, something that I would really like to do, and maybe start trying to write a few bestsellers. I had an author, a friend of mine, named Lee Thorne. She told me something. She gave me one of the best gifts a person could give me. She said, it doesn't matter, you know, if, and this, keep in mind, this is coming from a person who has wrote about 4 or 5 books, and is pretty good at it. And she said, you know, if you write it, you're the author, we'll believe it. You don't have to worry about being credentialed or whatever, just come out with a good story. And my thing with her was, well, you know, I'm not a very good editor. She said, that's why you hire editors. That's why you hire people to help.
Yes.
But people with creative minds, their job is to create the idea. And the other people will shape and polish it. And I think I've been lucky to find people in my life that have helped me polish The Aftermath, and I'm currently working on a couple of other projects, and it's a lot of fun.
Excellent. And that's a key thing. It should be enjoyable and fun, and it sounds like you're doing that. Do you have a website that people can go to and learn more about what you do and how you do it?
Yeah, my website is www.authormgoodwin.com.
Okay. I'd like you to spell that out, because I want to make sure we get people to it, so please spell it out.
Oh, sure. www.authormgoodwin.com.
Excellent. Excellent. And we'll mention that towards the end of this interview, too, because it's always great to have people directed to those websites. It's so important. You mentioned that you have other projects and things in the future. I know that, you know, this is the time, this is the moment you want to get things out now, but what does the future look like for yourself?
You know, I'm currently working on a new project. It's kind of near and dear to me. I'm working on a book that honors organ donation. And the people that work in the field, as well as the donor families and transplant coordinators and OPOs across the country that save lives, basically. I mean, they make things happen. And I wanted to write a book about it, and of course, I've got to make it, you know, entertaining. I try to keep it as factual as I can, but there's some twists in it. There's some Hollywood magic in it, and I'm working on it right now as a book, and also writing it as a screenplay. So the future looks interesting for me, and that's kind of between that and working in organ donation every day. Keeps me pretty busy.
I would say so. You know, organ donation, that's so important, and especially how far we've come with the ability to transplant. Do you find, or to the best of your knowledge, do you find that most people are in fear of this? They're very apprehensive, or are people more giving?
Yeah, I think if you asked me 10 years ago, my answer would have been there are a lot of myths about organ donation, a lot of untruth. But I think as a professional and someone that has done this for a while, OPOs and transplant centers have been doing very well at debunking those myths. And one of the most important things that I think people can do is share their story. It's a little different when you see in a commercial or you see it in the news. It's a lot different when it's somebody that you know, that yes. You can relate to. And I had that experience as well. I've never had anyone in my family that needed an organ. However, that being said, when I was going to school as a scrub tech, I worked in a hospital to where they were doing a recovery, and I never thought about it. I never thought about donating my organs before, and I don't know why I never thought about it.
Right.
So in answer to your question, I think that there are, in this day and age, certainly we have a lot more work to do. There are over 108,000 people waiting on the waiting list, and we've got to come up with better ways to help those people. And one of the ways we can do it is to get better at doing our jobs. Of course, pharmaceutical companies, they have to come out with better drugs, and medicine has to get better. And but the one thing that we can do to impact it today is spread the word.
Yes,
we can do that today.
That is phenomenal. That is really good. And I've been touched in my family by that and for organ transplants. So it is so important. It really is that people kind of like push aside the fear, more of awareness, and say, you know, this is just a beautiful thing that you can actually help someone after you pass. So that's really, really good. It's a miracle. That's it. You know, people say, what are miracles? This is one of them. It's amazing and it's phenomenal. So I do appreciate what you're doing, and I hope our audience does too, not just as an author, but as a day-to-day person dealing with this. And I look forward to you writing a book like that. I think it would be really interesting, really good. So that's really good. Involved with the medical profession and the drug profession, you know, not the profession of drugs, but the importance of it, what do you find with regards to the world of today? I've always mentioned that we're kind of a drug-pushed society. You know, we're so many people on drugs, so many people, taking things that, in my estimation, sometimes you don't need. What's your feeling on that? Are we just over-drugged in our society? Is there something that really has to be addressed?
Well, Well, we've come a long way. A long way. If you really think about it, 100 years ago, you know, everything was cured with brain alcohol. We can, the scientists and the researchers today, they can do tremendous things. For every couple of steps forward that we make, there's going to be a step backwards because there's always the unknown. Right now, you know, medicine is incredible what they can do. So there's always going to be a learning curve, and I don't mean to, you know, scare people into taking medications, but there's always trials. And fortunately for us, we live in a good country where we have the FDA, and they can regulate things. But even that, some of those studies take 10, 15, 20 years. But right. I think it's all positive. I know, you know, we see that maybe they come out with a new drug and we realize 10 years later, you know, maybe some of the side effects are unacceptable. But even that's a positive because they figure out what the pros and cons are of that medication, and you get a second and a third or a fourth generation drug that really helps people. So, you know, I wouldn't get up and do what I do for a living every morning if I didn't believe that. You know, it's a part of life.
Excellent, excellent. That's a very good approach to it, too. I really do appreciate your insight. And, you know, because it is so important that people realize life is trial and error. I mean, it's not like we're far from being perfect, far from being perfect. And it sounds great. I mean, you're doing phenomenal things, great writing and also a great day-to-day program. It's really great. Please mention your website again. I'd like people to check out your book and get connected to you because you got some great future here, great stuff ahead.
Thank you. It's www.authorauthormgoodwin.
Excellent. Go ahead.
I was going to say .com.
Excellent, excellent.
AuthorIfGoodwin.com.
Right. Thank you. Appreciate that. Maurice, it's been a pleasure speaking to you and being on the Laura Distraction and Interruption Show. And I would imagine you face a lot of distractions every day, but you're really, really, you know, hitting them head on. So I really do appreciate your time and being on the show.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jeff.
Thank you. This is the Laura Distraction and Interruption Show here on AchieveRadio.com. We're going to take a short break and come right back. Listen good, sound low.